I read a blog article recently that talked about the possibility of OR reps, that is sales representatives who sell in the operating room, being banned in the operating room. And there certainly is a lot of furor about this if you're someone who sells in the operating room. Now, even if you don't sell in the operating room, don't turn off the podcast, don't run away, because some of the things I'm going to talk about affect everyone. Because ladies and gentlemen, the playing field in healthcare sales, it's changing. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. Well, hello again. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. There's always a lot of excitement anytime something changes in your world, whether it's your job, your life, whatever it is. And certainly with medical sales, this is no different. For reps who sell in the operating room, the OR, is your domain. That's where you tend to make your money. It's where you're closing business a lot of times when you do a case or a surgeon does a case or your product is used or an evaluation takes place. So the idea of being banned from the operating room is pretty uncomfortable for most people. It's, how could this happen? What am I going to do? I will be out of business. Well, here's what I want to tell you. There are certain things you're going to experience in your medical sales career that when it happens, it will impact your sales or your ability to sell, but it doesn't eliminate it completely. See, the way I look at it, for something like selling in the operating room, if you're banned from the operating room, it's really no big deal. Because first of all, they're not going to ban just you. If they're only banning you, but letting your competitors in, then you have a very big problem. But if everybody is banned, it's a level playing field. So this is an opportunity for you to get creative, to think about different ways you're going to engage your customers and the decision makers. You still will need to interact with the OR staff to supply and service your products and instrument sets. And when they are doing a request for proposal, you will have an opportunity to speak with them as well. And your customers, specifically if you work with the surgeons and other healthcare professionals who perform procedures in the operating room, if they need you there, there's still an opportunity for them to push for that on special occasions. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. But the idea is, first of all, whatever happens, you're going to have to deal with it. We're going to see changes in the operating room. We're going to see changes in healthcare, in medicine in general. So get ready for this and be prepared to adapt, because it's part of what you do. It's part of what you're going to have to do moving forward. And the beauty of this is when you are able to adapt and your competitors are not, or it takes them longer to adapt, you're going to win. So look at it as an opportunity. Now, going way back, I mean, back when I was selling in the operating room, and this was, it even goes back to into the 90s, so, you know, almost 30 years ago, there were some hospitals and some surgeons, actually, who didn't allow reps in the room. A lot of times they wanted you in the lounge. They wanted you in the hospital. So if there was a question, they could send someone out to ask, or you could use the intercom or whatever. But they didn't want you in the room. And the particular surgeons I'm thinking about, they didn't want reps in the room because they saw sales reps as an annoyance. They spoke at the wrong time. And this particular surgeon that I'm thinking of, he felt it was inappropriate for surgeons to have sales reps telling them what to do on a surgical procedure. That was his opinion. You and I might think differently, but he was the boss, and that's the way it worked out. Over the years, I've heard incidents of more situations where reps are banned from the OR or from being in the operating room during procedures. And we're all familiar with how credentialing evolved. And now everybody, all the reps who work in the operating room have to be credentialed to do so. And that makes a lot of sense. It was really insane having people in the operating room that you didn't know what their level of experience was. And I can't tell you how many times I saw new reps contaminate surgical fields or worse. One time I saw a sales rep lean over the surgical field to look for something, and he was so nervous he was sweating. He was dripping sweat onto the field, and then his glasses actually slid off his face and landed on the field. That was not pretty, not pretty at all. So I just share that with you, just to add a little bit of humor. And I know you don't do anything like that. I know that you're probably the ultimate professional in the operating room. But if you're banned, there will still be opportunities. Now, don't get me wrong. There are lots of benefits to being in the operating room, you know, seeing what's going on, interacting with surgeons, interacting with the staff, gathering intelligence, lots of benefits. And even your ability to influence what gets used on a procedure. That's kind of the problem. That's what hospitals don't like. They don't like it when sales reps are there influencing surgeons to use a different product than what they have on the shelf or a more expensive product. And try to understand their position on that. And I know it doesn't help us out. And I was in your situation. My entire life, a commission-based salesperson. So yeah, if you could get a bigger commission, that's part of what you do. Let's be honest. But it always has to be right for the patient, has to be the best option. And ultimately, it's the doctor's choice. So is this going to happen more in the future? It probably will. But let's really understand what it is that hospitals and other entities are looking for. But the main thing they want is for selling to be banned in the operating room. Not necessarily sales reps to be banned. Hospitals understand the benefit of having a rep there who helps out the scrub tech, who helps out the circulating nurse, who's able to check the inventory or manage the inventory during a surgical case. They get that. They understand the benefits. But if it comes down from the CEO or the CFO or corporate that they don't want any selling to go on in the operating room, that's really the main issue. So they can ban selling in the operating room and still allow sales reps in. I hope they recognize this. You might even want to suggest that to them. It is no big deal. And here's my take on this, to be honest with you. I believe that reps in the operating room do have an obligation to help the case, help move it forward. But depending on what you're selling, and this goes for probably most products and services, you shouldn't be selling to surgeons in the operating room. It's not the place. Now, if you sell to the OR staff or something like that, you're probably not going to do it during the case. You will probably meet with a materials coordinator or something outside of the actual surgical procedure itself. They may ask you to go in, maybe to troubleshoot a piece of equipment or to make sure that it's being used properly. But again, I'm talking about selling to the surgeon, the person who's actually performing the operation. A lot of reps try to do this, and they will do this at critical moments, such as the scrub sink. And we've heard this as the scrub sink sale. Like, this is a golden opportunity to sell to the surgeon. Well, it is an opportunity because at the scrub sink, for example, you do get, ideally, 4 to 8 or 9 minutes of the surgeon's time while he or she is scrubbing their hands. Here's the problem with that, though. What is on the surgeon's mind while they're at that scrub sink? Is it buying a new product? Is it listening to a sales pitch from the sales rep who's in the operating room? Normally, they're thinking about the procedure or something about their practice or whatever's on their mind. A lot of them will resent it if you try to sell them a product at that time. They might not state it, but they will resent it. And here's the other reason, or really the main reason, I believe that you shouldn't sell the surgeons in the operating room. They're not going to be paying optimal attention to you, and you're not going to have enough time. A lot of procedures or a lot of products that medical sales reps sell are complex, and it takes time to really delve into the nuances of the differences and how it could make an improvement in whatever that improvement is. If it's in the risk profile, the outcomes, cost, whatever the benefits are, it takes time to develop that. If you try to do this in the operating room when the surgeon is trying to keep to a schedule, you're going to be rushed. And as a result of being rushed, you're going to rush the presentation and you're not going to do it well. You're going to leave a lot out and you're going to come across like a pushy salesperson. And it also forces you to skim over or try to rush your value proposition. And that's just bad judgment. You shouldn't be doing that. So what did I always suggest? If you've listened to me or if you've been a member of Medical Sales Academy, I always teach reps how to use the time inside the operating room with a surgeon to sell the appointment outside the operating room. That's what you're doing. You're booking an appointment. You're really not selling. And with this type of behavior, the operating room is never going to object to that. So there's a benefit also to not having to be in the operating room all the time. Guess what it is? You have more time to do the main thing that you get paid to do. That is to sell. Less time in the operating room means more time to call on hospitals, to call on decision makers in hospitals, and to call on physician offices, if you call on physicians, to be able to sell more products, to get in front of the decision makers. One of the most common excuses that medical sales reps make who sell to surgeons is that they have to spend too much time in the operating room, so they're limited to selling to whomever is in front of them at that moment. And if you spend a lot of time with the same people, as most reps tend to do, because not everyone is going to be using your products, then you have a very limited audience to sell to. If you get out of the operating room, or when you make time to sell outside of the operating room, which is a key part of time and territory management, creating the time, which is something I spend a lot of time doing in Medical Sales Academy, then what you are doing is you're recognizing the value of a properly crafted sales presentation, and you're not trying to rush it inside the operating room. So being able to be outside the operating room gives you more selling time, and ultimately more selling time for most people when they're doing everything properly translates into more sales. And that is a really cool thing. Ultimately, I don't think I've ever met a sales rep who sold in the operating room who said the main reason I have my job, the main reason I like my job is because I'm in the operating room. And some people will say that, listen, being in the operating room is great. It's interesting. It's fascinating. You get to make a really positive contribution when you're there. But the real reason most people like selling in the operating room is because it pays well, because they're items and products that tend to be more expensive and they're regularly used. That's just a reality. So few reps ever say that they want to be in the operating room because it makes them feel good or they enjoy it. Although some do, but it's not the main reason. I'm not saying that it's not a positive experience. It's really a privilege to be inside the operating room. That's the way I've always looked at it. And I always considered myself as a guest in someone else's home when I was in the operating room and acting accordingly. I never acted like it was my domain or that I could do whatever I wanted. I always felt like I was a guest, and you should treat it as being a guest also. So that might be another way of looking at it. You know, when you're a guest in someone's house, doesn't mean they want you there all the time. And if you are a guest in someone's house, you got to play by their rules. And in this particular case, one of the rules that they are trying to mandate is no selling in the operating room. So that is something that you can convince operating room staff and any surgeons that you work with in the operating room that you will abide by. In fact, you can even offer to sign an agreement that you will not sell to surgeons in the operating room. You will not. If you are there covering a case for a surgical procedure, for any reason, you will not sell in the operating room unless it's a scheduled appointment to do exactly that, in which case it would be appropriate. Now, one other thing you might consider doing is that if you or your customers really need to have you in the operating room, then you could ask them to champion that cause for their own benefit. There's going to be a lot of doctors who are used to having sales reps in the operating room, and it's a comfort factor for them because it makes their cases run smoothly. The rep is there to answer questions. And also, if something is missing or broken or something goes wrong, there's someone there to blame. And I'm not being facetious on that. That's one of the benefits sometimes that sales reps provide by being in the operating room. It's like you think, gosh, the rep's not here. Who am I going to blame? Well, I have to blame one of the staff. And you start doing that, the staff is going to want the sales rep in the operating room again. But if your surgeon really wants you in there, ask the surgeon to talk to the operating room to champion your cause. Otherwise, if it's the hospital policy that reps can't be in the OR during a surgical procedure, then that's what's going to be. It's just going to happen. But again, if that's the case, then it's a level playing field and use it to your advantage. Be more creative and get out there and make more sales calls. If you have concerns about this or thoughts about this, by all means, reach out to me because I'd love to learn your thoughts and then share it with the audience here on the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel. But changes are coming. Changes are just part of the healthcare environment and especially the healthcare sales environment. And if you are going to compete on this field, you're going to have to get used to change because whatever's working today, whatever advantage you have, you might not have tomorrow. But you do have one advantage. And that's the advantage of being able to think differently and act differently and to be creative. You also have another advantage. You have me, as I pat myself on the back. And what I mean by that is you have someone who's here to help you and perhaps to share a different perspective. Doesn't mean you're going to agree with me. I'm not here to get you to agree with me. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I am here, however, to make you think. So thank you for continuing to watch these podcasts, watch the videos, listen to the podcast, and also for taking advantage of the learning opportunities that I provide you. And this coming Wednesday, I do have a learning opportunity that you might want to leverage. I have a free webinar that you may want to attend. It is about changing the sales conversation that you have with healthcare professionals to sell more without being a pushy sales rep. It is an hour of pure content that if you haven't attended this webinar in the past, you definitely want to attend it. I get a lot of great feedback. I strongly advise you to do it. It won't cost you anything but your time. And I promise you, if you invest some of that time, it will pay off exponentially more than the time you put in. If you'd like to get some more information and register for it, please go to this website, medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. Medicalsalestraining.com. It's right here. /webinar. Hope to see you there next Wednesday. And by all means, I also want to thank you for making it a point to be here today, to listen to the podcast, to watch the video, because that's what professionals do. They keep learning, they keep thinking, they adapt, which is what we just spent a lot of time talking about. I spent a lot of time talking about it. I guess you spent a lot of time listening, but more importantly, I hope, thinking. So make sure you take your knowledge, you take your skills, take the ability that you have and the fabulous products that you offer healthcare professionals and institutions. Make sure you get out there and do something positive with it. And keep that focus on the person who is most important to what you do every day. If you don't know who it is, I guess you haven't been watching me very much. Well, I'll tell you now, it's the patient. The patient always comes first. Sell like you mean that and don't ever forget it, and it will make a difference in your sales outcomes. I promise you. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, I'm Mace Haroff. I hope to see you on the webinar on Wednesday, or otherwise, I hope to see you on my next podcast or video. Go out there and make a difference with the gifts that you have. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.